Yudamid Aleph, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. So the Morris says that we're only discussing in the Braisa things which they do not share with Shtar Kedushin. So the Morris says that the whole question which precipitated this challenge to the previous halach answer was from the Din of Chazara, that by Shtar Matana you can't be Chazer, by Get and by Shikhar a person could be Chazer, and by Shtar Kedushin the husband could be Chazer because it's not considered a schus for the woman. So how do you answer the question? So we're answering the B'shlichus Bal Karchob, which is true by Gerushin and not by Kedushin. Klaimar, Dumi the Gitan Lomishkachos of Kedushin. There are scenarios by Get which do not play out a parallel case by Kedushin. The husband can send the Get to the woman through a Shliach. Bal Karcho, even against her will, Chen Le'Abed L'Shachroi Al Karcho. He can send the shliach to be mishach or the eved against the eved's will. Aba kedushin lo hoya nasa shliach etzlo al karcho. The shliach cannot be a shliach to bring it to the woman against her will. Hilchah haki tani. So this is how we'll translate the phrase of the braisa. Bezu shava gitei noshi mishachuri avadim. There's a scenario that Gitinosh and Mishakuri Vadim are similar, which Kedushin is excluded from. That the Shliach could go against her will. And in that scenario, even though Kedushin at the Loch is that the Mishaleach can be Chayzer before it reaches the woman, but it's not exactly the same case. So the Tosis doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. Tosis says, "Vinir Kapir Shabbat Chananel." So halfway through the Tosis. "Vinir Kapir Shabbat Chananel." The Kiman de Be'Eved Be'Isha Ika Shlichus Balkar Chayu. There's a thought process over here. We could argue that Gufa that we find that by Eved and by Isha, they can be divorced and freed against their will. And not only that, but a person can make a shliach to do that against their will. Havamin, I would have thought, then Yochel Lachzer, that maybe in that scenario, there is no din of chazara. The kiman the bali yad shliach, kila bali yad adami, kiman shena yechala ma'akev. Since the rotsin of the isha, the rotsin of the avid, are irrelevant. So maybe, even though we have a general rule of that you need zach aladim shalafon of, you need that it should be good for them. But over here, where they really aren't so important, because their decision is irrelevant, so maybe the shlichus works for them automatically, and they become you can't be chayzer as soon as it's given to the shliach, because the shliach becomes the shliach for the isha. Well, it's not good for the isha. Who cares whether it's good for the isha or not? It's against their will anyway. That's what I would have thought. So we're saying no, there is chazar. Our kedushin, the ain't bal karcha, pshita the chayzer. The kedushin, which you cannot marry her against the will. So obviously, the will of the woman is important, and since it's not a schus for her, of course the husband, the man can be chayzer. So comes out the phrase is mitzvah of kedushin, not that the halacha isn't shuba kedushin, nonetheless a chidush be kedushin. Then Rikasha, the list of the Shabbat of Balkarcha, Habi Arba Fila Rabban. According to Rashi, that Balkarchaya was included in the Braisa, so that's what they share in common. But according to this pshat, we're not discussing the din of both. There's another thing they have in common, that those two can be done against the will of the recipients, mashing everything else. So there's a fourth case. So Tosfos leaves, according to Ben Chananel, he likes the pshat in the Gemara better, but he has that question, why didn't we say that? Okay. So the Mishnah. Kol get sheyesh lo eid kusi is possible. If you have one aid who's a kusi, so we don't trust them. Kusi gitinoshim shechariya vodim. Over there, they're accepted. Maisa, Misha says there's a story. Misha viu lifnei Rabbi Gamliel the kvar oisnoi. When Rabbi Gamliel was in kvar oisnoi, they presented to him with a get isha. Vayu edav edei kusim v'hichshir. So he was machshir even if there was two edei kusim, not only if there was one, but even if there was two. Okay. Edei kusim possible the chashida edei sheker. We don't trust the kusim that they on the issur of saying false edus. They will. They're not careful about that. He's out the Gemara. Money must listen. Which opinion of this is the Tana of our Mishnah? Allah Tana Kama, Lord Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, Lord Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So we're going to bring a brisa. So there's a machlokes to Noyim about what level of care do kusim take in regards to mitzvahs. And our Mishnah does not seem to fit with any of those opinions. The Tanya, Masas kusim b'teris, v'adam yetzim b'yidei chavosah v'pesach. So the Tanakhama says that we can trust the kusim, that when they make matzah, it's done properly. And not only is it not chometz, but it's lishma, so they keep all of the halachas of matzah, making the matzah. Rabbi Elazar also the fish ain't bekiyam b'diduke mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar says no, that it's a problem of it's there's a concern of chametz because they don't keep all of the details of the halacha of making the matzah properly. Okay, Shimon Gamliel Eimer. That not only is it mutter, and not only do we trust them that they didn't made it lishma, but kol mitzvah shazikah ba kusim harber medatikim ba yersim yisrael. Whatever that they do with a level of care better than the Jews. Yeah. This is Gemara. So money. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah over here where it says that we don't trust them in the Isser of the Torah of the son of Berechel Eid Shaker? Itana Kama Afilu Shar Shtaris Nami. So not only is it that the he's a kosher by Gittin Oshim Shachar Yabodim, he's a kosher by all Shtaris, because they're not kosher on Eid Shaker, because there's like this, we don't have to have a specific idea that they're careful about this mitzvah, but rather there's an assumption that they keep the mitzvahs, so they keep l'san abrecha et shoker, so they should be trusted by any star that they're assigned to, unless we are aware of that they're problematic in that area. Okay,
so we're saying these are converts. Or I'm just trying to get, but I'm sorry.
Okay, so we discussed before, kusim were the people that Sennacherib brought after he sent the Aseret HaShvatim into Golus. He moved people from the country of Cush and put them in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. They stayed through the Churban HaBayis and through Bayis Sheni. They were known as the Shomronim because they lived in the area around Shomron. Modern terms, Samaritans. So these were that's where the Kusim are. So when they were brought to Eretz Yisrael, they were not Jewish, and they were keeping, the Morris says, they were keeping the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but they were also doing avodah zara. The mishnah, the psukim say, the Bereshit sent a pack of lions to terrorize them, and they stopped doing avodah zara. So the Morris Machloek is whether at that moment they did a full Geiris or not. So according to one opinion, they were called Geiria Royis. They were not true Geirim. According to one opinion, they were Geiriemis. So we're going to the Geiriemis. There's a Gemara later on that says that much later on, eventually they found that they were doing Avodah Zorah again. So that's in the Bayis and the Bayis Rishon. In the time of post Bayis Sheni, the time of Remeir, which is ready after the Churban, he says, so they found that they were doing, the Mus Yonah, they were worshipping this form of a bird, and Har Grizim, which is where they live around Har Grizim. So they gave him a status of halachic status of full-fledged goyim. So this mishnah is prior to that. So they don't have this later gzeirah doesn't apply yet, and they're Geri Emes, but we have a new problem. Do we trust them that they're keeping the halachas properly? They're not following the dictates of the chachamim in general. So that's the issue here. Okay. So according to Tanakama, we have an automatic assumption that they keep the mitzvahs unless we know specifically otherwise. So they should be kosher even by shtoris, as far as we don't have a specific knowledge that they have a problem with loisana berach ein shakar. Okay, Ira B'Yelozer, I feel like get Isha Nami Lover. But also said that they don't keep all the details, so you can't trust them in anything. So we can't trust them in Adis, forgets, and Shikra either. Okay, so Ira Shimon Gamliel, Ida Achsuk. So the question is, we say mitzvahs that they're achzik in, we trust them totally, and we have to know that they're muchzik in it. Well, are they muchzik in loisad berach ein shakar or not? If they are, I feel a shar shtam is nami. Itoloy achzik, I feel a gerisha nami lo. So we don't understand who the town of the mishnah should be, according to this issue of how do we look at the shmiras mitzvahs of the kusir. Whereas it may be like this, maybe you'll argue that the town of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, and with the Achzuk Baha, that even though normally the question is, do we have a knowledge that they're careful about this mitzvah? The mitzvah is Losan Rechid Shaker. Well, maybe they happen to be very careful when it comes to Gittin Nashim and Shekhari Avadim. They're not so careful when it comes to other types of Ediers. So therefore, we'll split the mitzvah itself, and we'll say that in the areas which we know they're careful about the Lach of Edir Sheker, we will trust them. In areas not. More says, that's so. So, Ihachim Ma'ir Yechad, if you'll train on me. So Rabbi Elazar, the Amara, said we only trust, we only allow one eight kusi, not two. So the Tana of the Mishnah is only matter one eight kusi. So if the reason why you're trusting them is because they're muksik, that they don't say eight a sheker, and we go like Shemil, that's good. So even two eight them should be okay. And the Mishnah says only one eight is good enough, is accepted. Some more says, you're right. The town of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. That means we don't trust them. We don't trust them at all. So, if so, why is the kosher in the Mishnah? Going to chasim yisrael lebesayif. That the case was that the eight kusi is signed first, and then there's a known kosher Jew signed afterwards. That we assume the ilav the kusi chaver hava loy machdim le mikamei. So even under Belozer, we're not saying that there aren't people there which do things properly. We're just saying the general assumption is we cannot assume that until we know for sure. So we have the Jew sign second, means he allowed the kusi to sign in front of him. That would only be true that he would do such a thing. It was somebody that he had a respect for, that he was a person who was careful about these type of things. So we have this secondary hechacha from the arrangement of the signatures to what's the story with this eight kusi who signed over here? Is he a reliable person or not?
I thought there was you know some issue that if you have an eight being you know made on more than just sort of his portion. That's problematic. No.
Yes.
So isn't he in effect being made, the Israel is being made on the other age?
So, you hear the Tosha, that's the Kasha. So Tosha says that this is all Chashash Rabbanan. At the Raisa level, the we assume that they are Mikra Din made a Raisa, their Kasha. So the whole thing is a Rabbanan. So that issue of relying on the one aid for the majority of the testimony. In this scenario, he's being made himself, and also being made about the first aid, thereby making the first aid acceptable. So he's doing like two parts of the story, since it's only a requirement to Rabbanon, so that's okay.
I mean, it obviously turned out that, maybe not obviously, but he, if this was in front of Beis Din, right, they did the shtar in front of Beis Din. And Beis Din sort of checked out the kusi.
Correct, the same thing, right? So Morris says, "Ihalki filu shtar shorvas nami." So why aren't we say the same argument by any shtar? El amrina rav chashavak neman the koshish mine. Maybe the second aid, the bottom aid. Sign first, leaving space for somebody else to sign before him, believing that they're going to be putting in front of him some other aide who's older than him. So, but he didn't necessarily leave the space because the other aide is going to be. He knew that other aide is going to be a kusi. So Hakanami Rav Chashavak Leman the Koshi Mene. So why aren't we concerned about the same possibility? By the case of the get, that the reason why he's written second, not because he is testifying about the reliability of the eight kusi, he signed first, further down, leaving space for somebody else to sign, who he expected to be signed on the document who was a kosher person. So but we have no proof from the arrangement of the signatures. So the answer is that this whole idea that you're suggesting doesn't apply by get. Over there by get, both Adam have to sign together. Whereas by regular shtar, we could have a situation where one person signs on the shtar, say in the morning, and the other person comes and signs on the shtar in the afternoon. They don't have to be together when they sign. So Morris is my time. Why is it the halacha that the Eidim have to sign together? by get specifically, not elsewhere. So gzeira mishum kulcha, that in a case where the person tells a group of people all of you should get together and write the get. So the Mishnah says that one person writes, and they all have to sign. And over there, if they don't all sign, so it's going to be it's possible, because his shlichus was not amongst you get together and write the get, but all of you have to write the get. So it means all have to sign. So in that scenario, we want everybody to be together in the process. See, if you don't take kulchem, generally we always make sure all the edim are together. It's therefore even in a case where you said kulchem, we'll have all the edim together doing it together. Fine, that's a Rashi.
I'm not sure I quite understand. I mean, you'll have a problem with kulchem. I mean, maybe, you know, the person didn't sign at all. I'm not sure why having them together.
So that will allow to make sure that all of them. The idea of getting them all together, therefore we can make sure that they'll remind each other they should all sign. But that we have, Dafka have to have all of them there, will set up sort of guarantee the process. Yeah. So Rashi Matzis Kusi Muteris, Rashi and the Gemara. You're not worried about maybe that he allowed it to rise for too long. He could use it for the first night. That there, that it's not enough to eat matzah which is not chometz. It has to be matzah which has been processed and been overseen in the process for the care that it shouldn't become chometz. L'shem matzah. Even if we know for sure that it's not chametz, that's not enough. You cannot be yetz in the mitzvah with it. Unless you do, there's an act of shmira for the purpose of using it for the mitzvah of matzah. So, b'kusim know the halacha and they keep it. Rabbi Loza Oyser, Af Bachila, Klimas a Pesach, Tachshin al Nahu Shemach Machmitzin, Machamsin. Rabbi Loza says that they don't keep the mitzvahs. So any mitzvah we have to be choshed that they're not keeping properly, and they allowed it to become chomet, so you can't even eat it. Mishim Lil says, Chomet Shech Zika Ba, Bekol Shatim Mefarish. So he's agreeing with the Tanakama. But he's coming. Thus, the Rishimun Gamil, the Subi at Tanakama, Af Mitzvah Shemi Dibri Sarfim, Benek Subi Batara, Imazika Ba Sum Kinin Olao. So, Rishimun Gamil agrees to the Tanakama, there's an automatic assumption that they keep the Mitzvahs the Raisa. According to the Tanakama, that assumption does not apply to the Rabbanans, because in general, they don't respect the Chachamim. And what Rishimun Gamil is saying is, no, that's true. But if we know that they keep it, it's a specific Rabbanan, we can trust them on that also. So the Morse says, if according to the Tanakhama, Filo Shashtar Masnami, the Holo Hashiri, because we're saying they're not kosher and Eidah Sheker, so the automatic assumption is that the current Tanakhama is at the kosher. If the Shem Lemuel, either ask a fellow Shashtar is Nami, either ask a fellow get Isha Nami Lo. Either ask a fellow get him Shashtaris. So if we assume that they know the Lachas of Vedas and the Lachas of Shashtaris, so they're acceptable. And if not, so the Morse says, if they are, Morse says, maybe you'll suggest that their achzik b'ha, k'an achzik b'ha, begit them b'shechrurin, l'achzik b'ha b'shar shtoris. So the more the kasha assumes that their level of knowledge, their level of commitment, they would probably lump shtoris and get them together. The more says, maybe not. So why is only one aid kusi acceptable? Why can't you have two? And Rabbi Loza said, only one. The Gemara is going to ask, that's really Maduk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says eight kusi is kosher. It means two is not. So what's the Rav Loza, the Amara, adding on the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's discussion of the days. So Gemara says, Loza Mekshir B'Yalaz, we're going like the Tana Rav Loza, Dharma Chashidi, that we don't trust them. In my stories, we don't trust them. We get to my time, a hukshar eight kusi. So why by get is an eight kusi acceptable? Because the Chasam Yisrael, it's not so the Yisrael is the second aid sign. The Jew would not give deference, defer to the kusi and allow the kusi to sign first if the kusi wasn't somebody who was reliable. More says the Hachi Shar Shars Nami Ki Chasam Yisrael B'Soif Nichshere. So the Jew is signed second, it should be okay. So why not? Ela Karchacha Time Amai Loihavi B'Shar Shars Mecheses Cover. Why by other Shars do we not assume that he's considered reliable? Ayire Hakdamazu, because due to the fact that he's signed first, we say that the Jew who signed in the bottom signed first, but he left space for somebody else to sign before him. Why? So there was multiple people there witnessing the loan, let's say. There was the one who signed it. There's other Jews who were older than him. And then there was the kusi. So the one who signed assumed that the Baal HaShtar is going to sign one of these elderly Jews. So he signed it. He told the sign. He sat down and he signed lower down, leaving space out of respect to his elders. And then all of a sudden, the Baal HaShtar puts a kusi instead. Chasam Yisrael zeh tchila hayisaver shayaktoim Baal HaShtar imoy echad mi Yisrael has kedim. He assumed that the Baal HaShtar is going to, as the other aid, is going to use one of the older Jews. Chasam b'tacht is HaShtar. Therefore, he signed lower down. And then the Malva Baba Hikta Makra is a kusi in the Malva. Then the Malva, the Baal HaShtar, right, had the kusi sign. So there's no inference from the order that he was doing it because of deference to the first person. So Mor says Hachanami began Isha name Rav Chashavik. So said the same thing over here, but again, it's no raya that he signed second. Maybe he did it because he believed that the other aid is going to be somebody, other Jew. In general, when we sign the aid, and we sign the older aid first. And then you see that assumption over here. So by Ksuba, when they have them sign, so I ask them who's older. They don't always want to admit that.
So there's an age. I mean, it's interesting. They just have to talk about age rather than, who's a great Tom Coughlin.
It's also true that this scenario would have more plays out that the lower eight signs first. We don't do just because it's just that's clearly confusing. I'm not sure. Normally the assumption you would give deference to that as well. I think say even in the absence of that. There is an assumption of order of preference due to other this consideration. I'm not sure. So Rapapa said Zoisameris. So we have to derive from this din of the Mishnah a new halacha in regards to the get. The get is a special halacha, how they sign, and therefore this concern doesn't apply by get. Masisa the Maksha beget possible shashtaris. The Mishnah which says that we get it's the aid is accepted, the aid kusi, and by other shars he's not. So that Ashminan has indicated to us the aid I get ain't chosman elazeb if nezeb, that the aid by the get signed together. So he knew who was signing. He saw the kusi sign first, and then he put his name afterwards. Well, we love the cover who if the kusi would not be somebody who's reliable, the aid Yisrael would not have agreed to have the kusi sign in front of him. So this whole idea that you should leave space is only relevant by other stories where they're not signing together. So he doesn't know who else is going to be signed. So he leaves space in case the other person is being signed. This should be appropriately should be placed first. But in the case of signing the get, there's no reason to do that. He knows who else is signing. That he signed lower down. With Shavak Ravka, he left space, the man the Kashish, because he thought the other person who was going to be signed is somebody older than him. He did not know that the Kusi is going to be placed in front of him. If I get, that's not true. My time, I'm going to get Shoyatim was there, Shlomi Fnese. If I get, they have to sign together. Mishnah later on says, she doesn't mean they all actually write it. Means they're all going to sign it, because that's part of the writing, as it were. That's the process of making it into a good get, is by signing it. They're all going to do that. If they don't all sign, the halacha is again as possible. The Mekabeda tell you, because it's the Baal HaShtar only agreed to make the Shtar a Shtar, the get a get, under these circumstances. The Shavi Gitel Bahachi, he only wants it to be a get if they've all these people are signed.
So it's missing. It's missing. I'm not sure I understand. So if you have a get, it exists. Even.
So the. I think we discussed this once. I'm not going to remember in which scenario it was. So, why is a shtar, maybe when we've done the second service, why isn't a shtar a problem of a PML of Biksov? You can't have Edis Biksov. A shtar, by definition, is Edis Biksov. So the Rambam says, and then everybody jumps to the Rambam, like, you can't say that. Get is deraisa. Shtar Kedushin is deraisa. So what do you mean that it's acceptable? It's only Rabbanon. Rashi being the one pshat that Pilon Biksav, you actually can have Edis Biksav. It doesn't mean it has to be a person who's roy to be made Belpet. One pshat, the answer it. One pshat is, the difference is that a shtar, different than an Edis, is an expression of the Mishayev, the das of the Mishayev, the one who's being affected by it, who he's expressing his rutzen in the shtar. So the shtar is an expression of the rutzen of the one who's going to be negatively affected by it, the dasa mischayev. And since that's what it's an expression of, so the edim are the concept of the shtar was created in that scenario. The edim are part of the mischayev, dasa mischayev. So that's not edis biksav, that they're taking their testimony and putting biksav. They're part of the dasa mischayev. He wants these edim to be signed over here. That's all part of the, and that's what makes something a shtar. So without it being done exactly as he directed, it's not, there's no das mischayev. It's not going to be a good get. It's not a chesaron lishma. It's a chesaron in the intrinsic concept of what makes something into a document, a halachically empowered document. Just finish off the Rashi. No, we did that. Okay. Therefore. Even the husband did not say kulchem, she call Adam Nikbotsim Mashasim. We want all the Adam to be there. And therefore, in order that in the case of kulchem, we're not going to have a situation where one of the Adam did not come there and then therefore forget to have him signed on. So you want all the Adam to be there. Okay, let's hold it here.